thank you for joining us at Cultivating Hearts. I'll tell you what, we have been so blessed with this session on Mark 10, 46 through 52, and it wasn't, and God just brings so many things into our life, but he has brought such adorable, wonderful children, adults, young adults, from Grace University. They've just blessed my soul. But we're going to go on and we're going to start with
Stephanie,
and she is going to rap maybe the passage of Blind Bartimaeus.
Tori's going to give us a beat.
I guess I'm giving you a beat.
All right. I've been challenged to do this.
Yeah.
All right.
May the Lord be with us all. Then Jesus and the disciples, they came to Jericho. They passed through the city, and as they were leaving, they saw this man, and his name was Bartimaeus, and he was blind. He was the son of Timaeus. And Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, he started shouting, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me, have mercy on me." Many said, "Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet." But Bartimaeus, he yelled louder and he said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stopped and he said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man and they said, "Have courage, on your feet. He's calling you. Jesus is calling you." So he threw his coat aside and he jumped to his feet and he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" That's what Jesus said to Bartimaeus. And the blind man said, "Rabbi, all I want is to see." And Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." So Bartimaeus went and he followed after Jesus.
Oh.
I think that's the best radio show we've ever
had. You know, and I'm going to go back and listen to this one because I don't do that. I love listening to this one.
My ears hurt from laughing. That was the best. Tori, that was incredible. You sustained that. I can't believe you sustained that the whole time.
Oh. I'm scared to use this mic. Did you spit all over it?
Jesus does miracles.
It's clean.
Oh, we're having so much fun here. I hope that just makes you happy, because it sure makes us happy. Oh. Stephanie, I'm proud of you. Tori, I'm proud of you. Kudos to both of you. Especially for something that was on the spot and you had no time to do any kind of prep. Yeah. So we're going to look at the reasons that people go to Jesus. It's not because they want to rap. So you guys just call out reasons you think people go to Jesus, why people would have been there, or why they go today. You may do both.
When they're put on the spot for things, they call on Jesus.
Well, I think like Bartimaeus, just for healing.
Yes.
Okay.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everybody wants someone that they know cares and loves them. Mm-hmm. And Jesus' arms are always open, especially for those that aren't wanted, you know, those that society deems,
unworthy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, yeah, no, I mean, people want to go where they feel loved, and God is all about that life.
That's good.
All about it.
Yeah.
What's the song, it's the something hymn that's... come to Jesus, fly to Jesus.
I'll fly away.
Yeah, and it's no, it's I think it's called
Come to Jesus.
Is it called Come to Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Starts with weak, mood, and sinner. But yeah, it's all of the different stages in life, the different things that you're going through. It doesn't matter if you're crying to Jesus, if you're flying to Jesus, if you're dancing for Jesus, any of those stages in life, just be with Jesus. That's where you get your life. That's where you live.
I thought for a minute they were going to start breaking out in song, too.
I was dancing.
No more songs.
We're good.
She could do it.
No,
she
could
sing.
Okay.
Okay, she's like, no. I'll play yours for Dr. Z.
I think we've had plenty on the radio today.
I think we go to people in general maybe when we realize, like, they have something that we don't have. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's for companionship or whatever because we love them. But, like, when we think that we've got it all, then we don't reach out to anybody.
That's right.
Jesus or anybody else.
Catherine?
I guess, like, also for blind Bartimaeus, that he didn't stop when his eyes were opened. He didn't walk away, but he followed Jesus. So it would be to follow him and to, I guess that's one of the reasons, because you want to be with him. And like Naomi said, you want to be like him. And what better than to be with somebody to be more like them?
Okay. Sandy, do you have?
Well, I was just thinking what Naomi said. You know, immediately I thought of pride. We let our pride get in our way. And sometimes we just think that we have it all together. We don't without Jesus.
That's so good.
I thought you guys are giving the positives of why some people pursue Jesus. I was thinking on some of the wrong reasons we might, you know, just plain curiosity, but not for life change. Oh, some people are curious, and so they're willing to pursue him, but not necessarily want him to change them.
Well, a lot of times we go with lists. You know, instead of asking Jesus what he wants us to do, we go with what we want him to do for us.
Sometimes it's because I think we want to be blessed, but not necessarily wanting to be changed. And so the seeking of blessing when we're not willing to allow him to do the transforming work that we were talking about in last show, and how those that we've seen in our lives that have been the one that says, take courage, get up. He's calling you. They have been the ones that actually have called out in us the things that need to change.
Right.
And it's very easy when we see the crowds pursuing Jesus, when we're in a church setting or an event that is a group of Christians. There are many people that are in that group that they're not there because they really want him. They just enjoy the blessing that they are reaping of being in the presence of the people of God. And not willing to allow the heart to have transformation. I think sometimes it can be emotions, thinking he can take care of what is going on inside us. I think both for the good of healing, but also maybe out of selfishness for the wrong reasons. Some of us might pursue Jesus because our friends did. Not necessarily because I need to, but so-and-so did. Anybody have that in their testimony?
Or your family.
Parental expectations.
That peer pressure. And then I want something, but it's not necessarily him. I mean, so I was like, I did a list of those that were. And then all of the reasons that you guys gave for the right reasons we should pursue him. So there's many different reasons why. So when I am in a position and I have somebody that has come seeking, I'm always asking the question inside me, okay, I have got to figure out what's the motive behind. What is, because are they truly looking to see Jesus for him to do transformation? Or are they seeking him for ulterior reasons? Because once we get to the heart of that, that's what we have to deal with in order to get to where transformation can take place, where the cloak is let go and they're not allowing things to hinder them in their pursuit of him. All right, Catherine, I think in the first or second show had brought up the fact that Bartimaeus followed him on the way. Okay, he's healed, his faith in Jesus has healed him, and he could have gone on. Jesus says, go, go, your faith has healed you. He was given the freedom to do whatever he wanted, and yet he chose to stay and follow along behind him. And some of the commentators say the reason why they believe they were able, because there were two people that are referred to as Bartimaeus in the Gospels. They believe that there are two different blind men. And then this particular one, the way that it is worded, Bartimaeus, that it probably, he was so a part of the church, they all knew exactly who he was. And so that's why he's the one that's named. And the cool thing about this is this particular section in Mark ends the division, Mark's divisions, this particular division of his ministry walk before he actually enters Jerusalem ends with this passage. It began with also the blind man, the story of the another blind man. And so it's interesting that he uses the miracle of the healing of the sight to frame the disciples' actual ministry. And the commentators say that is because they really were trying to emphasize it's about spiritual. And so the physical is a blessing, but it's about the heart change, the actual change that occurs. And so thinking through him following him on the way, what does that look like today? You tell somebody, follow Jesus on the way. Well, what's the way? What does that look like? How do I follow him today? What will make a difference? How can I make sure that's happening? So what do you guys, what would you tell? Would you recommend?
You know, when I think of following, I think of more than someone that just admires someone, more than someone that, you know, even to a degree believes in someone. A real faith, once you've tasted Jesus and seen him, that he is good, that's going to change you. And so, I mean, the way I'm thinking, like, life in general, when it comes with the understanding of who God is and a complete surrender because you believe in who he is. Mm. So a denying of yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus.
Mm. I don't know, kind of just want to point out, like, Twitter, Facebook, when you follow somebody, it's, I think the word has changed meaning because of how we use it now. And so when you follow someone on Twitter or on Facebook, it's, you get all their updates, you read their stuff, you don't have to go looking for it, it comes to you type thing. And okay, I read it, oh, I'm following Tara on Twitter and I can see all her tweets, blah, 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 blah. End of story. That's not what it was. When the Bible speaks of following, it's not just doing that. You know, it's an actual, I'm going to do life with you. It's not, I'm just going to read and that's it. It has to change the heart, like we've been saying. It's, I've heard, like, when disciples follow the rabbi, they do every single thing that he does. Mm-hmm. Everything. They learn how to talk like him. They learn how to tell stories like him. They learn how to walk like him. They learn how to dress like him. Pray like him, read like him. It doesn't matter what it was. Talk to people like him. It wasn't, I'm just going to watch or I'm going to read an end of story like we do with social media now. No, it was following in someone's footsteps. It's like when you were a kid, I don't know if people did this, but like if my dad, say, walked on the sand, I'll follow the footsteps type thing. It's doing that. It's being like the person and not just reading something or, oh, that was nice, I heard the person say that. But it's following in the footstep. It's doing what they do.
It's becoming that's like good. Them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Becoming like them. Sandy, did you have something?
No, I was just saying that was very good. It's all about the heart, no matter what.
I think along those same lines, it involves an aspect of giving up a part of who you are, your personality. You know, it says to not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What are we being transformed into the likeness of Christ? Mm-hmm. And when we follow him, it's not bringing to the table the things that we want to contribute. So like, well, I think I'm really good at this, so I want to use this. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, great, Christ, like, this is what I have, so I'm going to do this one thing for you specifically because that's what I want. But it's more Jesus saying, this is the job that I have for you to do. Will you do it? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what we want to do or what our specific area of interest is. While he does generally use those, what's important is that we answer the call and do the things that he specifically asked us to do.
Mm, that's good. Did you guys have something?
I just think of a small child who wants to be like his mother or father or older brother or sister. And so the kid will follow around their older sister and do what they do and will, I mean, I have a little brother who followed me around and sometimes I was amazed by the things that he picked up on, and it was because he was, in a sense, studying what I was doing in the capacity of a small child. And I think that is such a huge aspect of us following Jesus, is spending time with him, studying what he did and how he was and trying to be like him, because following is an action word and it is it requires action and it requires doing like Jesus and following him that way.
And so, following up on that, you know, people are watching us. And so when you talked about the kids, everybody's watching us. We want to definitely be Jesus in flesh. So
yeah, you never know what somebody's going to be following.
You never know.
You never know. I have a fun story. I won't name my friend's name, but I went to see her in Ohio, and she said, Tara, it's the craziest thing. And she goes, I catch myself all the time being thoughtful the way you are, rubbing my chin, and I'm modeling it right now. And I'm like, oh, you do? And she goes, yeah, do you really want to know what I'm doing? And she's like, yeah, I'm not being thoughtful. She's, you're not? No, I'm feeling to see if I have whiskers I need to pluck. And so she thought I was doing something that was like, I'm being all thoughtful, you know, and everything. And she had caught herself. She's somebody that I had, you know, trained up in the ministry, and she had followed for many years. And I just died laughing that was one of the things that she caught herself doing, when it was not at all the realm of what she thought it was. So we definitely want to make sure what we're following is a good aspect. Yeah. Naomi, did you have something that you wanted to say that people should do?
Well, I don't know, just kind of on what you said and what Stephanie said, then when like other people, you know, sometimes you see other people imitate something you do and you're like, oh, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Then it's like pointed out. I don't know, that points it out clearer. That's like, that's not me following Jesus. Yeah. I don't want people following that.
I know. Somebody open up Philippians 3:7-9, because this is a really good passage in helping us grasp the surpassing value of what we have in Christ. And it'd be a good summation for us for what we've been looking at with blind Bartimaeus. So Philippians 3:7-9.
7-9, okay. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
All right, read the first verse again real quick.
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
Good. Okay. Bartimaeus, his cloak, his profit was a loss. He didn't need his beggar's cloak anymore because he had Jesus. There's certain things that the scripture right here that we get from Christ. And the four I wrote down were knowing Christ, gaining Christ, found in him, and obtaining his righteousness. I mean, having those in the full measure, taking time to know him, to imitate him. He quoted scripture. He used scripture to counter temptation. He prayed. All the things that you guys listed, he spent time with people, but he also took time to himself, to be with God, to drawing near to God, taking and following what he has, because there is a surpassing value in that when we are willing to seek Christ. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. Bartimaeus wanted Jesus. He knew. He was the Messiah. He's Savior. And that word was sozo. And I just thought that was so much fun because we have a little place here in Omaha called Sozo. I did not know that that was what sozo was going for, which is it means to be healed or to be saved. I just didn't know.
Yep.
Is that why they chose
yep,
it?
Saved.
I love it. Okay, and so the healing and the salvation. And so that I just think that's beautiful because that's what he received from Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're in pursuit of. And that's what Bartimaeus was. And so I just want to challenge those that are listening wherever you're at. Jesus wants to give you what you're looking for in him. He does not want to hide it from you. He does not want to make it difficult to have. He wants you to have the freedom of knowing you have him. So all you need to do is just seek him, and you will find him. He promises that. We're glad you've been listening to Cultivating Hearts. I just thank my beloveds in this room. I love these people so much. I know that the kingdom will be transformed because of you guys, and I just love you. God bless.